comes the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle with D2 Media Team. We are the D's, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin. We are a traditional media agency specializing in digital and traditional media to grow your business with strategy. And each week we host a special guest to talk about their business, tell their story, and give our listeners some thoughtful and helpful tips to help your business grow. And this week we have a very old friend, Travis Cundy. He's the director of sales for News 10 NBC in Rochester, New York. And just to give you a little background about Travis, he began his career selling cars and hasn't checked the rearview mirror since. He's a graduate of Syracuse University, where he held a sales and marketing position for several local companies and national automotive groups before working exclusively with them as a category specialist in the DNC and cars.com for over 7 years, which is where I met you. Moving to NBC in 2012, he quickly moved from digital sales manager to local sales manager, and all the while ensuring the family-owned property can compete effectively against the significant resources of the major corporation competition in the ever-evolving media landscape. So, Travis, welcome, and thank you. That's quite a bio there.
Thank you very much. I may be bald, but old friend, ouch.
I thought that was painful too.
Well, wait a minute. That insinuates that I'm old as well.
Well, that's true. All right. So at least I'm in good company.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I was 10 when we met, but I'm not going to let anybody know that.
I definitely had hair when we met. So I've not held up my end of the bargain.
Oh, that's so funny. So you have a really extensive automotive background.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating industry. And really? I mean, talk about ever evolving. One of my calls coming up later today was supposed to be a regular automotive update, and it's turned into a shift on how the chip crisis, as it's being called, is affecting automotive supply in the marketplace how we can work around that.
That's interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Well, yeah. And I know they were back and they're spending money in the market, which is great news for everyone. So,
From what I've heard, automotive is up year over year is not a metric we like to use right now, considering what 2020 looked like. But automotive is going strong even compared to years like 2019. So it's good to see that industry coming back. I think it's a good barometer or bellwether for other industries where, if people have the confidence and financial stability to make a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 purchase, they're probably buying other widgets as well. They're getting that extra little thing at Wegmans, whatever that may be, that means that our economy is on the recovery path. So
I totally agree. I think that's a great point. So we're thrilled to have you on, and we are big fans of traditional media. So, I mean, as much as you have a background in auto and newspaper and digital, we want to talk to you today about traditional television.
So,
talk to us a little bit about broadcast television and local news. Like, why is it important as an advertising choice for a marketing?
Yeah. So broadcast and local news on broadcast in particular is exceptionally important in that it is, there are a lot of choices out there, right? There's a lot of different ways that one can receive and consume media these days. The choices seem to be growing and becoming really innumerable and difficult to track at times. But broadcast has really superseded much of that. And instead of competing against many of those alternative ways of getting content, they've participated in it. So, dialing back the clock a few decades, well before I was born, of course, you look at the introduction of cable. Well, cable came along and all of a sudden three television stations, maybe four, became hundreds. And yet broadcast was carried on all of those cable networks. A couple decades later, you introduced satellite technology, dish network, DirecTV. Local broadcast was important to be carried on those as well. I remember I had DirecTV, I think, early on when it was a newer technology. And, one of the first things they tried to get you to do is set up an antenna on your dish because you couldn't necessarily get local broadcast via dish just yet. Now, of course, you can. And then fast forward again to people cutting cords and getting their content through streaming, right? OTT and a variety of other delivery platforms that just didn't exist a decade ago. But through linear delivery, through YouTube TV and Hulu TV, you can still get local content, and that comes directly through your broadcast, just as if you were watching it on cable or satellite or through that antenna, which I still have on the roof of my house, in fact, because I get my TV through antenna. So it really cuts through. And while there's a lot of different ways to slice up that pie, broadcast is one of the few ways that you can get every piece of that pie consistently. So as far as reach goes, there's really no better traditional media product because it's literally still everywhere.
Agreed.
That's such a great answer.
Yeah, that was great. Hopefully you prepared that because that was off the cuff. You did great.
Little column A, little column B. It's also literally my job. So, hopefully I do okay at this. And then as far as news is concerned, local broadcast news is still consistently in polling the most trusted resource for news compared to cable news, compared to, God help us, news on social media. The internet, local broadcast is where people turn first, and there's that level of trust there that doesn't necessarily exist in other mediums. I think that we, and to be fair, all of our local media here have done a pretty good job of staying agnostic, not getting too partisan. We will go after the issues, and I think more importantly, go after local issues in many cases. You tune into CNN, you tune into Fox, you might see something on Cuomo going on, right? Because he's a national figure as well as a local or regional figure. But you're gonna see very little about how that affects upstate New York. You're not going to see what's going on with, the county or the market at large. You're not going to see what's going on in the city of Rochester. And those are the things that affect you and I every day. Those national politics, they certainly can set a tone, but at the end of the day, my New York State taxes are not generally talked about on CNN or Fox, whereas we have reporters who are going hard after our lawmakers in Albany or the county or the city to make sure that they're being held accountable for the work that they're doing on our behalf.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good.
And it's an excellent point too.
Yeah, we're big broadcast fans. So, can anyone advertise on television? I know there's a stigma that, it's too expensive. And, I think that there's some businesses listening, is it for everybody?
Yeah. And the answer is yes. Of course, the answer is yes again.
Answer.
Thank you for the softball, ladies. You too can be on television. An ad in the Super Bowl, if you were to advertise in the Super Bowl, and NBC just happens to have the Super Bowl coming up in 2022, if you were to advertise in the Super Bowl on a national level, that ad is going to cost you $5 million plus dollars. TV can be expensive.
Right.
But that Super Bowl ad also reaches 90 million people. Unless you're Coca-Cola, unless you're McDonald's, unless you're a national level company, that's not your audience. That's not who you're trying to reach. The local advertisers here in the Rochester, New York market, they don't care necessarily about people in Wichita, Kansas. Locally here, a Super Bowl commercial costs tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And you drill that down even further and you can have, an effective advertising campaign on television for hundreds or thousands of dollars on a monthly basis, reaching the people here. And it's all about drilling down. It's all about finding that audience that makes sense for you. If you are selling monster trucks, you are probably not going to advertise in Ellen or Kelly Clarkson in the afternoons, right? Maybe Sunday Night Football is a better fit, or Young Rock or something like that that approaches that demographic, that group of people that you're trying to talk to. And TV can be a great way of doing that, while at the same time, it still has the power of being that megaphone.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways that, digital, for instance, can start targeting individual people in very small niche groups. But if you want to climb to the top of a mountain, pick up a megaphone and shout for many people to hear, television's a great way to do that. But you can still narrow down that audience in a way that it becomes efficient and effective for you on a variety of different budgets.
Yeah, that's good. So we struggled with this because we've had a couple calls with some, new prospects and new customers that are asking us about television. And we didn't feel like the budget was the right amount.
Right.
We're like, that I just don't think it's right. Is there a minimum you would put out there? Because I'm just curious, because we kind of struggle with that ourselves.
Right.
You know, it's a great question. And it kind of depends on who you're trying to reach and how you're trying to reach them. We have a secondary network, MeTV, for instance, mm-hmm. which does a great job of reaching older people, right? It's classic television. So it's what TV Land or Nick at Night used to be. So a lot of black and white. It's hits from the 50s through the 90s. It pains me deeply that the 90s is actually classic television. Saved by the Bell. I mean, it's a classic, but come on. Right? But still, places like that where you're reaching a smaller audience and there's a niche that you're trying to go after, you can have a really strong ownership position on a station like that for hundreds of dollars. It doesn't have to be stunningly expensive.
Okay.
If you are advertising on our primary network, you can't have a spot in every hour of every day, but maybe you focus on ownership of a particular part of the day. Again, depending on your target, maybe it's a sports focus, maybe it's a morning news or an evening news focus, maybe it's Kelly or Ellen in the afternoons. A great place to target, you know, moms, for instance. So there are ways to make a variety of different budgets work. You just have to be kind of creative and constructive about it. You can't just throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. You really have to be, you know, strategic. And that's certainly something that I know you guys have the skill set and ability to do.
Well, we did, I think that's what we did, which was your team was really helpful. Like we had somebody that had a decent budget. I wouldn't say it was huge, but we decided to just really go after your Today show. And I think they got excited to be on TV and that, like you said, just get really narrowed down to the best day part and customer. And I think it excites them to the point where they're starting to see results and then we can grow the budget from there. So I think your answer is great. You can be strategic within that day part and then, you know, walk before you run, right? And then grow your budget too, you know?
I think it's important, and I think it's our responsibility both as the television station and as also the agency consulting on that, is that we do have to be strong enough, I guess, or confident enough to say, you know what, buying one spot on television once, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to, you know, you aren't going to advertise in even the Super Bowl, right? Just one time and have a line of customers waiting around the corner outside of your business trying to be on TV. It takes time. It takes what we call reach and frequency. It's capturing that large audience. It's talking to them multiple times because people are assaulted with messages every minute of every hour of every day. And then it's about making sure that you are doing a great job of doing that on a consistent long-term basis so that that sinks in. So that, you know, the first time you see a Coke ad, maybe you're not thirsty at that particular moment, but the third or fourth time you see it, you go, wow, you know, that would be really good right now. And you wander down to the nearest store and pick one up.
Yeah, that's great. Yep, that's a great question. So, and a lot of times we run into, you know, businesses out there and they don't have a television commercial, right? So they don't have creative and that they think means that they can't be on television. Like, do you offer support with creative for businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. We do creative well. Our creative team is actually the same team that puts our own promos on the news and promos on the air and, you know, helps in making the news content happen as well. So it is what they do, what they eat, sleep, and breathe. So certainly it's something we can help with. And then, you know, depending on your goal, depending on your target, depending on the scale of what you're trying to accomplish, it can sometimes be free or very inexpensive. Or, you know what, if you need a Bollywood, you know, dance number with a cast of hundreds and licensed music, and it can get expensive, but absolutely, kind of like being on television, we can work within any budget. We can come up with a pretty creative idea, and I, for one, am really proud of some of the creative work that's come out of this building. I think it's top notch, and we've shown it to others who are outside of the market, and they go, oh, is that a regional spot? Is that a national television spot?
Yeah, nope,
we. Yeah. We took a camera out and filmed those trucks driving through the mud all day, all by ourselves. That was not footage that was provided to us by Ford or Chevy or whoever that may have been.
Yeah, that's great. It's, you know, it's one thing to pick the right schedule, right? But then you got to have the right message out there. So that's great advice. So here's a crazy question for you. So how do you measure it, right? So in today's world, you know, we've got all these digital people out there and, you know, they do a great job and they can really show the clicks and the traffic, you know. How are we measuring broadcast television to our advertisers?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's not one answer, right? There's certainly your best case scenario if there's that line around the corner from the door of your building waiting to buy your product or widget or service.
Yeah.
that's not the reality of how people do business though, right? You're right that digital is absolutely a crucial part of that process. And research has shown that I believe it's 87% of people are influenced to make searches online, perform searches online based on something they've seen on TV, whether that's a commercial directed at them or whether that's, you know, product placement in their favorite television show. So digital still becomes a conduit with which one can measure the success of television. One of the things that we've done in the past is taken a spot log, taken a record of what times your television commercials ran on our air when over the past, say, week or month. And then you take a look at your Google Analytics and you see how did performance on my website compare to the timeline of when my television commercials ran. And frequently we will see spikes of online activity that mirror the activity of your television commercials on the air. And then it's a matter of going, well, if someone goes to my website, one out of 10 of those people comes into my store. And of those people that come in, you know, 3 out of 10 of those are someone that walks out with our product. And therefore, we can start assigning an ROI to our television commercial, but using that filter of digital, because that's still, I mean, who isn't watching TV without a phone within reach of them?
That's right.
Right. So
tablet, phone, laptop.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not against putting a telephone number in your television commercial, and you can even have telephone numbers that are specific to you. You know, if you're calling William Matar at 444-4444, you know that's being tracked. You know when it came in, you know where it came in, right? But just as likely, someone's going to be looking for him online and looking for reviews and looking for information before making that telephone call for whatever case they may have. So that's a great way of tracking it. And then, of course, you know, call volume and actual door pulls, as we call them, are a good way as well.
Right. Yeah, we totally agree. We, a lot of times, we're big believers in the sales funnel and the top building that top, you know, the funnel and filling it. And we always find that sometimes the broadcast and radio doesn't get the same credibility as the digital gets, right? Because it's so trackable. And really, if you don't have broadcast in your mix, I mean, it's really hard to grow a business and a brand. So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's like when I used to work in an automotive dealership selling cars back at the infancy of my career, right? It was, people would walk in clutching that newspaper ad. And certainly working at the newspaper thereafter, that was something I was exceptionally cognizant of and proud of, right?
Yeah.
But if you think that someone decides to make a $50,000 purchase based on seeing a single print ad in a newspaper once on a Saturday morning, I think you're fooling yourself a little bit. There was a concentrated marketing effort across multiple platforms to get you to that point, and that's that last deliverable.
Yeah.
So that dealership may now say, well, we're selling all of our cars online. That may well be true, but what did it take to get them to go online? And that's where other media is absolutely an important and crucial part of that mix.
Agreed.
Yeah, something has to drive digital.
Usually
traditional.
Exactly. You have to start with the megaphone and then you drill down that sales funnel, like you said, to get to that point of sale.
Yeah, I think like some of the great things you said, like local broadcast is still the most trusted source. Mm-hmm. And people in your markets, us Rochester, they're looking for that local news source. So they are watching that, and just, you can afford it. Television is the strongest reach. You can narrow down that audience, to your point, drilling down that niche, you know, owner of a day part. You can afford to do these things. You can afford to help them with the creative. There's really very few people who can't afford it. They just don't know how to buy it. But to your point, reach and frequency with consistency to have that active listener is always going to be your goal.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's where you and I come into this.
Right.
Equation,
exactly.
Right? Because ultimately, you know, it's our job to get people to advertise on television. But I will tell you very selfishly, it is much easier to do a great job of getting someone to advertise on television where they see results and continue advertising consistently than it is to, you know, go after someone new every single week until I finally collapse out of exhaustion.
Yes, I think we've all been down that road.
So it's really incumbent on you and I to make sure that we do a great job of setting that campaign up in the first place to drive that success metric, whatever that may be for that particular client, or else we're all spinning our wheels because we're all invested in this process. So really, it does become a collaborative effort between ourselves, yourselves, and those clients to make that campaign a success.
Yeah. And I know you said it and you talked at length about it, but I do think that the measuring becomes so important. And I love how you said, you know, take that timeline of when you're on and be really looking at your analytics to see if there's spikes, because there should be. And that's really great advice, because the one thing that we hear a lot, well, digital is measurable.
Yeah, but look at all these clicks, right?
But, yeah, look at all these clicks. Well, I had two
sales. Look at all these likes.
But you had, you know, 500 clicks.
Yeah.
So I think it's great to really look and see that there's a bigger story there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is great.
Travis, you're awesome. Yeah. You're so great.
Yeah.
Like, you're so wealth of information.
Yeah. That's great. This has been really enjoyable. So,
yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show.
So they want to get in touch.
Yeah, so you should just contact Debbie and I, and we will get you in touch with Travis directly.
It's a great team that takes care of our time.
Yes, so. Yes, you do. You have a great team. You have an awesome production team.
So thank you.
A little plug to my friend.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Bye.